right, hi again, and welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable Podcast. I'm your host, Jason Zwelling from Howard Hanna Real Estate Services. And I thought I would take today's podcast and talk about the buy side. A lot of people, when they're considering buying a home, don't know which first steps to take. They jump on the internet, they start to look around, they ask friends and family, and really don't have that first step in mind. And I think when you sit down and you put all the information in front of you, the first logical step is sitting down with a real estate agent. A real estate agent is going to be able to leverage their resources and put you in touch with the right people. And one of those first people that a real estate agent should tell you to sit down with, besides themselves, is a mortgage consultant. Knowing your buying power is super important. A lot of times people jump on the internet and they start to look at homes. And they fall in love with homes that are outside of their price range. They see styles and square footage and areas and schools. And the one thing that they don't pay any attention to is the price. And when that happens, now there's such a problem, because when they're trying to put themselves in the home in their price range, the expectation has already been set. And they can never really find the right home because they were originally looking at a higher price point. So now when they have to come to reason and look at a home at a lower price, they don't like what they see. So finding the right price right off the get-go is super important. And sitting down or even talking on the phone with a mortgage consultant is the way to go. A mortgage consultant can set you up with a pre-qualification over the phone. Now, there's pre-qualifications and there's pre-approvals. What are the difference? Well, the difference with both of them is this. When you call a mortgage consultant and you talk on the phone about your buying power, the mortgage consultant will ask you questions of how much debt you have, what bills you pay, how much money you have in the bank, you know, do you have any school debt, etc., etc. And that, when answered truthfully, will give you a roundabout number. And what the mortgage consultant will say is, based on the information, if you're telling me the truth and is accurate, you can afford X amount of dollars. Those X amount of dollars is a great starting point. And a lot of banks only give out pre-qualifications. Now, some banks will take it a step further, and good banks will say, hey, I'd like to sit down with you and I'd like to talk to you about getting a pre-qualification stepped over to a pre-approval. And a pre-approval is basically all the same information, but it's hard documents. Basically, your W-2s and your bank account statements and any kind of bills that you have, the mortgage consultant can put in front of them and verify. Once verified, he can write what's called a pre-approval. A pre-approval versus a pre-qualification has more weight in a seller's market. And as a seller's market, as we talked about before, is when there are more buyers than inventory, homes, in the market. And this is creating demand. So when the seller's market is very quick and moving, you want to make sure that you have a solid document in front of you that shows your buying power. And a pre-approval has more weight than a pre-qualification. But if you can't get the pre-approval, at least get the pre-qualification, because that at least is going to set you up to show you where you stand. And your realtor can now sit down, do a needs assessment with you, and figure out exactly where and what you're looking for in the price range that works for you. Again, that's all I have for now. We'll have more in the process, but a great first start is talking to that mortgage consultant and making sure that you know your price point. That's all the time I have for now. Talk to you soon. Have a good night.